This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Starting at the National Weather Service, let's bring in meteorologist Tony Ann Sweeney this morning. It looks like we have a day to catch our breath, Tony, before the next weather system is coming through. What should we expect?
Yeah, it looks like we have another messy wintry storm system that's going to impact western New York this weekend. Still some uncertainty on the exact track of the storm, but generally looking at a widespread accumulating snow Saturday into Saturday night, changing over to a wintry mix, including freezing rain and maybe even some rain, probably late Saturday night, Sunday morning, before that all changes back over to snow by Sunday afternoon.
Oh, man. So how much snow are we talking about by the end of the weekend across western New York?
Yeah, with the uncertainty of the storm track, snow and ice amounts right now pretty difficult. We're not looking at significant amounts of snow and ice, probably at least a few inches of snow and some accumulation of ice, but certainly a messy weekend travel situation.
Where might the greatest accumulations be?
Now, it looks like the greatest accumulations of snow will probably be across the northern parts of the area, and the further south you go into the southern tier, got a better chance to see some warmer air get in here and more of a wintry mix down there, and probably a better chance to change over to rain down across the southern tier.
You know, I was hoping yesterday with some of the little bit warmer temperatures, the rain that we had, that some of that ice and all that buildup in my driveway would kind of wash away. Walking out this morning, I can tell you that certainly did not happen. It's probably worse, to be honest. But from what you're saying, it doesn't look like that situation is going to improve anytime soon, does it?
No, we'll be cold today, and it looks like this cold weather pattern that we've been in looks like is going to continue, especially next week. Looks like we're going to see most of next week high temperatures only in the teens and overnight low temperatures only in the single digits. And unfortunately, this cold pattern is probably going to be with us probably through at least the end of the month.
Wow, that's a long time for cold. Hey, Tony, thank you for the update.
Sure.
That's Tony Ann Sweeney over at the National Weather Service.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.